It's not that hard. You definitely got to know what you're doing because it's 240 volt, and you got to tie into your main panel, and you got to add breakers and stuff like that. But a good buddy of mine I grew up with, he's an electrician, so I'm like, hey, you know, I got the beers, I'll cook you dinner, I'll fix your drones. You're gonna do this. It's gonna take you 30 minutes. But yeah, so it's a 30 amp round plug, like for campers, that's on the outside in a weatherproof box. So, and then it ties into your panel. So if you ever lose power, you turn off your main, you put the generator breakers, and then you plug in the generator with a 30 amp, you know, it's like a big extension cord, but for 240 volt, and then it all just feeds into your existing breakers, and you just have to turn off the ones that you can't run, like your air, because it'll trip the generator. Unless you got a big enough generator, then you're good. But mine's only 7,500 watts, so based on how I sized it, it'll run literally everything I have except for my air.
Roger that. All right, well, you're getting into the fringe area, I think, of your coverage, so I don't know if you want to go now or we'll go one more round, but you're starting to get the popcorn.